Now, we're very excited to have our mate Nathan Pearce in the studio. Now, Nathan has come in to talk to us this morning because he's just returned recently from the Special Olympics in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Nathan, good morning.
Morning.
And Nathan's mum, Judith McEwen's with us as well. Morning, Judith.
Good morning.
So, look, I guess we talked to you, Nathan, when you first found out that you were going to go along to the Special Olympics. How does it feel now that you've come back? Can you believe that you actually went?
Yes.
Now, let's talk results. So, you were representing Australia against the world in the Special Olympics, third. So, you got a bronze medal in the 50-metre freestyle relay.
There it is.
Lou, how does the bronze medal feel?
Very heavy. They're extremely heavy. Mm-hmm. They're big medals too. And on a beautiful orange satin ribbon, the bronze. Yeah.
But it gets better. Second in the 50-metre breaststroke. And have you got the silver one there?
The silver. Look at it. And it's on a beautiful jade-coloured.
That's magnificent.
Or teal-coloured ribbon.
And then a fourth in the 50-metre freestyle against
the world. And there's even a little
one
for that too. Just like a recognition medal for four.
So how did it feel achieving so much and beating your best times by huge amounts too?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
How much did you beat your best times by?
In the one of the freestyles, I did 9 seconds off the PB.
9 seconds? That's extraordinary. Yeah, next one.
What a time to do it as well, Judith. 9 seconds off Nathan's PB.
I said to Nathan, you have to bring your best. You'll always regret it if you don't bring your best. And it just blew my mind how well he did.
Yeah.
He really, really brought his best game.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and you improved, what other time did you improve?
In the breaststroke, I done 8 seconds PB.
Eight seconds better than your PB. I mean, your adrenaline just must have been going crazy. You know, you just must have just swum out of your skin.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what was Abu Dhabi like and Dubai?
Pretty interesting place.
What was the most interesting thing that you saw when you were there?
The Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, that's the tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa. And how far up can you go?
The viewing platform is 126.
The 126th floor.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Now,
what a view.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Judith, you just must be so proud. And your daughter as well has done terrific work with the Special Olympics too, hasn't she?
It's fantastic. Both my girls have been involved.
Oh, okay.
My older girl is a police officer, so she's involved with the law enforcement torch run. And she was able to go over to Abu Dhabi and do the promotional runs in the 2 weeks leading up to the game. So it's just this great community. So she had police officers from all over the world doing that with her. My daughter Alana was in the World Games, Special Olympics World Games in 2015 in LA. She came over
2015? I can't believe it was that long ago now.
Every 4 years. So the next one's in 4 years' time in Berlin.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
We're hoping to have an excuse to go there too.
Yes,
well,
why
give you
not?
Another round of applause.
So you've got 4 years to maintain your training, Nathan. Have you got your eye on the Berlin Games, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, no commitment at this stage. But 4 years is a long time, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
fair Nathan,
enough.
You've done us proud, mate. And well done. Congratulations, Judith. Thank you so much for coming in as well. You've done the border proud and you've done Australia proud. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your interest and support. It's been great.
It's Triple M.